Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 98. Lows level off around 74. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 90. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly continues to speak out against the Trump administration and her reasoning for wanting to sue the Trump administration for withholding different funding for different state agencies around the nation after she joined more than 20 different states across the country that have also sued the Trump administration on removal of federal funding.
I will fight the administration if I think they're doing something that is not in the best interest of Kansas. And clearly, out of nowhere, withholding grant money, funding that had been appropriated by Congress to the states. And the states have built their budgets and their programming and their services on that. I'm going to fight that. It's wrong.
That comes at a time when Attorney General Chris Kobach could represent the state of Kansas by representing the state as a supporter of the Trump administration. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for John Days of Summer Deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer, 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees. Only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815 per month. Or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months. $2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com. Stock number 25T043, 25T652, 25T067, plus taxes and fees. See the Bridget Hills.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly started off this week being the first full week for the month of August by signing a proclamation declaring that the month of August as no-kill shelter month in an effort to try and save animal lives and make every shelter in the state a no-kill shelter. KSNT News reports that this comes at a time when many shelters across the state of Kansas say they do have programs and policies that are in place to help avoid unnecessarily killing dogs and cats. However, the proclamation that was signed by the governor says that it aims to ensure that at least 90% of companion animals that enter the shelters stay alive. In a statement from Julie Castle, the CEO of Best Friends Animal Shelter, they say, quote, Governor Kelly's declaration significantly propels the no-kill movement, encouraging the communities to actively participate in helping save the lives of pets throughout these state shelters. We commend Governor Kelly for leading this life-changing initiative to help safeguard the lives of Kansas's cats and dogs. The latest data in Kansas shows that 53 of the state's 71 shelters have had or maintained to some degree no-kill policies in 2024.
Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Gaines carries tires with every major brand and size from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires? Gaines has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Public News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing battle in the state of Texas and others about potentially redistricting their congressional seats in their states. Nebraska could be one of the latest to join into that ongoing battle. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, retiring upcoming Republican Congressman Representative Don Bacon has confirmed that the national and state conversations are happening in the state of Nebraska with the state legislators that say they would be potentially redrawing the Omaha-based 2nd Congressional District, although says that the changes may not be that serious in the state. With conversations ongoing in the states of Texas, California, Illinois, and others, Nebraska has been mentioned as one of these states that could be potentially redistricting, with concerns, according to some, saying it could make it harder for Democrats to win with the now open 2nd congressional district. With Dan Vicuna, the Common Cause senior policy director, said, quote, I think a nationwide wildfire is absolutely upon us with the ongoing redistricting conversations. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support, plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free, plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas State Board of Agriculture will host one of two meetings statewide in Seneca next Wednesday, and the public is invited to discuss critical topics related to the livestock industry. The Animal Health Regional Workshop will include animal disease response plans and how these may affect local producers. Dr. Justin Smith.
The workshop is an opportunity for us with the Kansas Animal Disease Division here to get out and speak to our stakeholders, frankly, the public, our emergency managers, livestock producers, veterinarians. So it's a concept that we did last year. We went around the state and held 8 of them last year. They were very successful, so we're continuing that process. And so we're hosting 2 of those this year. One of them we've already taken care of, and the other one is up and coming here shortly.
Smith will be our public affairs guest this weekend on KNDY. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10.
You know, it's a general overview, but basically we allow that, you know, we hope to make it a conversation. So we're hoping folks will come with their questions, their conversation pieces, and we'll kind of pivot as we need. I will tell you in the past that the livestock truck rollover conversation has always been something that folks engage in and something of high interest to them. And so we do talk a lot about that. Particularly, we'll talk about some of the current events in the animal health world. You know, obviously, the New World Screwworm, the HPAI, high path avian influenza, always are a topic of discussion, and then traceability always has a lot of discussion as well.
Livestock owners, veterinarians, and county officials, among others, are welcome to attend. The afternoon workshop Wednesday, 2:30 until 4:30, is intended for emergency management and county officials. The evening session, primarily for producers and veterinarians, with discussion on animal disease traceability, secure food supply planning, and disease response plans. A networking dinner is open to all participants. Registration for the dinner is requested. Phone 785-564-6608. The workshops and dinner are free, with more information available online at agriculture.ks.gov. One Marysville will host the annual Girls Night Out Friday evening. Check in 4 until 6:30 at the Kester House Museum and Gardens. Attendees invited to explore participating businesses, offering refreshments, drinks, and store specials until 8:30 with an after party near Spillmeyer Automotive. Tickets are $15 and available at the check-in 4 until 6:30 at the Kester House Museum in Marysville. This year, a guy's night out at Sarge's Sports Bar downtown will offer a live performance by Nebraska singer-songwriter Jake Clefcorn. That begins at 6 p.m. Axtell Days this weekend will highlight the City of Rockstars. The events on Friday include the Eagle Football Team Barbecue, a cornhole tournament, and live music with a sidetrack band. A 5K glow run and walk begin at 8:30. Saturday, a bicycle fun run starts at 8:30, the parade at 10. Free kids activities with bounce houses and barrel train rides and touch a truck from 11 to 1. Kids pedal pull at 11:30. Handcrafted bingo at the Legion Saturday from 1 to 4. A tractor country cruise at 2. Fireman smoked chicken dinner serves 5 until 8. The full schedule of events is on Facebook at the Axtell Pride Association page. First of its kind project to highlight innovation in rural medical logistics, community healthcare system in collaboration with Kelly Hills Unmanned Systems and the Kansas State University Salina Aerospace and Technology Campus will conduct the state's first long-range drone delivery of medical supplies to a rural hospital Tuesday morning, 11 a.m., departing from Seneca and arriving Tuesday morning at 11:30 at Onega. A live demonstration of a medical cargo delivery via drone will showcase the potential of technology to bridge healthcare access gaps in rural areas. A celebration of life service for Ashley Asher Phoenix May is planned Saturday, August 9th, 6 p.m. at Stage 9 in Hutchinson. May passed away July 20th. Private burial to be held at Riverside Cemetery at Waterville at a later date, with a Christy Anders funeral home in charge of arrangements. Amanda Stevens Ames, age 45, passed away August 2nd. Funeral service is planned Monday at 1 at the Laughlin Owen funeral home in Wymore. Nurnment at the Brethren Cemetery near Holmesville, with a visit invitation Sunday from 1 until 8. Family with great friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hope Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Amanda Ames. Marvin L. Vertiska, age 81, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 1:30 at the Laughlin Hope Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family with great friends Monday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hope Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Vertiska. Conrad E. Bergston, age 72, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Conrad Bergston. Joan Klo, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with Kinsley's of Marysville, in charge for Joan Klo. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and apricots. Monday, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, mixed veggies, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine and warmer today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Mostly sunny skies and staying cooler throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers are possible into Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and showers may continue throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some spotty showers are possible early Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and a slight chance for some rain throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout the day on Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and still some rain showers possible Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 90. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 68. The record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:33. Sunrise in the morning at 6:33. It's 77 degrees on a south wind this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 8th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Tired of worrying about your fuel deliveries? At Kermer Oil, we understand that when you need it, you really need it. Since 1976, we've been the region's trusted fuel provider. We've built our reputation on dependable service, ensuring your bulk fuel, propane, and oil arrive exactly when you expect them. You can count on Kermer Oil for on-time delivery and a fair price every time. We're part of your community. Give us a call today or visit us at KermerOil.com. Kermer Oil, your reliable fuel partner.
Enjoy a guy's night out this Friday at Sarge's Sports Bar in Marysville. Drink specials and live music from Jake Kaufkorn starting at 6 p.m. this Friday only at Sarge's in Marysville.
I'm Jim Bass. We'll get it started with the NFL and a huge injury as Chargers left tackle Rashawn Slater suffered a torn patellar tendon and will miss the coming season. Team says he'll undergo surgery, placed on injured reserve. He got hurt just less than 2 weeks after signing a four-year, $113 million extension. Harry Douglas on the impact.
Jim Harbaugh is the head coach. He wants to own the line of scrimmage. He wants those big guys up front to maul people, move them from point A to point B against their will, dominate up front. They also want to run the football. There's a reason why they went and signed Najee Harris in the offseason and drafted Amarion Hampton. They want to win the line of scrimmage. But also, when you look at Rashawn Slater, he protects the blind side of Justin Herbert. Because now, every time Justin Herbert drops back, he has to have that trust in the backup that he's not going to get hurt from being blindsided from a sack that he didn't even see coming.
In the meantime, Cowboys pass rusher Micah Parsons amid a contract stalemate, not on the practice field Thursday, dealing with back tightness to which he received treatment for. He has requested a trade 8, which Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones says he will not trade him. Meantime, Rams coach Sean McVay telling reporters that quarterback Matthew Stafford will go through a workout today before the Rams preseason opener. If that goes well, he'll be back on the practice field on Monday. He's been dealing with an aggravated disc in his back, to which he received an epidural. First leg of the PGA playoffs, and Akshay Bhatia, he closed eagle, birdie, birdie, a 62 FedEx St. Jude Championship. That's the low round of his PGA Tour career. Gives him a one-shot lead over Tommy Fleetwood. Major League Baseball, Dominic Canzone, the walk-off winner in the 11th. Mariners sweep the White Sox 4-3. They're a game and a half out of first. Paul Skeen struck out 8-6 shutout frames. Pirates 7-0 over the Reds. Skeen's 27 2/3 scoreless inning streak for the Buccos.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
To school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Let's go racing. Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway as racers from all over the area make a push for the finals as it's the second to last week of racing for the season. Hot laps start at 6 p.m. with racing at 7:30 as it's also Women for Racing annual kids night. Kids 11 and under are free with adult tickets only $10 along with a bike giveaway at intermission. Races this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway brought to you by GTE Midwest and Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. A weak $25 billion Treasury bond auction yesterday had investors in retreat. The Dow Jones lost 224 points and closed back below 44,000. The S&P was off less than a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ gained a third. The tech-intensive NASDAQ was helped along by the debut of Firefly Aerospace, which soared 34% in its first day on the listing. Earlier this year, Firefly's Blue Ghost lunar lander successfully touched down on the moon. With new tariffs in place, businesses are absorbing higher costs for now. But a nonpartisan research center predicts that price hikes for groceries, furniture, and appliances could eventually cost households $2,400 a year. Instagram's new geolocation feature is catching some flack. Meta debuted the tool Wednesday, allowing users to share their last active location with friends. Some posting on Threads worry about being tracked without their permission. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag news for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. There's a tight cattle market in the industry right now, and consumers are starting to worry. But if the market shifts and prices stop rising, could producers dealing with tight margins face even more challenges? Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel has the answers.
Yeah, I think the margin questions, you know, we know packers have really been struggling through this. They've borne the brunt of this margin squeeze up until now. At some point in time, I think retailers will pick up a little bit more of it. And if these cattle, you know, up until now, feedlots have actually done pretty well. But, you know, obviously the cost of feeder cattle to replace any cattle that a feedlot sells right now are extremely expensive. So if the market slows down, the rate of increase slows down, then those feedlots could see some of that margin issue as well. Now, they're being helped out by the fact that feed prices are very attractive, and we're looking for a big corn crop this year. So we're probably going to continue to see some advantage for feedlots from a feed cost of gain standpoint. But, boy, that buy-sell margin between feeder cattle and fed cattle is really wide right now, and it's only the time lag between the beginning and the end that's really saving feedlots.
Management is important for our cow-calf producers, but are there any considerations or strategies for other segments of the cattle industry as well?
Well, I think everybody in this industry has to recognize that, you know, first of all, we're at record levels. That always makes you pretty vulnerable to shocks in the market. The broader external environment, macroeconomy, politics, and everything else is injecting a lot of volatility in these markets. So I think everybody has to be concerned with short-term shocks in the market. The fundamentals are still still very strong. So we're probably okay. We don't see any indications of turning this market really, but at the same time, we're very vulnerable to a lot of shocks, and we're probably going to see some of that, continue to see that going forward, and producers need to do risk management to prepare against those shocks for whatever time period they have to make marketing decisions.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. With county fair season upon us, a common 4-H project youth participate in is shooting sports. Kansas 4-H state shooting sports specialist Chandra Plate explains the different opportunities within the project.
We have 10 4-H projects in Kansas for 4-H shooting sports, and on a nationwide basis, we also have 10 4-H projects. So the 10 4-H projects that we have are archery, and in archery in Kansas, we do both compound archery and recurve archery, and then we have air pistol, air rifle, BB gun, hunting skills, muzzle loader, pistol, rifle, shotgun, Western Heritage, and those are our 10 4-H projects. For pistol and rifle, those are both small bore pistol and small bore rifle.
Plate discusses the training process for volunteers who want to work with youth in shooting sports.
So our volunteers are super trained. The volunteers come to a training for an entire weekend. We start generally, most of the time we start at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Sometimes we start on Friday evening, depending on the discipline and what's involved. But we start at 8 o'clock on Friday or Saturday morning, and we normally end about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock on Saturday night. And then we go again on Sunday from 8 to 4. And there is training not only on the particular discipline you're coming in, because you can only train in one discipline. So you have to pick, like, I'm doing archery, or I'm doing hunting skills, or I'm doing muzzleloader. So these people put in a lot of hours before they even ever get to see a youth. But the main important thing, number one, is always safety with us. Number two is always youth development. And so we want to train them, and we do train them in youth development. So they get quite a few hours of youth development training.
She describes how to get involved in this 4-H youth project.
Not every county in Kansas has 4-H shooting sports. So if you're interested, you'll need to contact your local extension office and find out who does have, or if they do have 4-H shooting sports. And if they don't, you can inquire of the counties around you as well to see if they do as well.
That was Kansas 4-H State Shooting Sports Specialist Chandra Plate with the opportunities in the 4-H Shooting Sports Project. For more information, visit www.kansas4-h.org. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
It's the time of the year when gardeners are wondering, what are we going to do with all this zucchini? We will share a few ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 8th, the 220th day of the year. Musician Shawn Mendes is celebrating a birthday, and today has been designated as National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. If a well-meaning neighbor should make you a recipient, make the most of it. Zucchini is packed with healthy nutrients, and you can use it in everything from pasta dishes to chocolate cake. Stir fries, fritters, zucchini bread, and zucchini chips are just a few suggestions from our readers. And after you've made those, zucchini is easily frozen for later use. Slice or grate it, blanch in boiling water for a few minutes, allow to cool and dry, then store in freezer bags. You can enjoy your taste of summer for months to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find lots of zucchini recipes at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunny and 78. We'll look for our warmest readings this week, perhaps this summer, with highs well into the 90s today. Then around 90 on Saturday, back around 80 on Sunday, with a chance of thunderstorms Sunday into Monday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Royals back in action for a Friday today, kicking off their three-game series going into the weekend after yesterday's day off, after wrapping up a three-game series against the Boston Red Sox, where they won game number three and only went 1-3 for that series, winning that third game 7-2-3 overall. Right now, they are sitting in the middle of the pack for that American League Central at 57-58. Now, two games behind the Cleveland Guardians, who are at 59-55. Tonight's first pitch is at 7:10. Saturday at 6:10. It's a midday game for the Royals on Sunday at 12:05 before coming back home to Kauffman Stadium on Monday, taking on the Nationals at 6:40. In football, preseason NFL is officially here with the first kick for the Kansas City Chiefs coming up tomorrow on Saturday. That kickoff at 7 p.m. as they are taking on the Cardinals. It's one of three preseason games for the Chiefs, with next week against the Seahawks and August 22nd against the Bears at home at Arrowhead Stadium.
It's almost time once again for the return of Quinn Valley League Sports, which means the return of TPL Spotlight. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz. Myself, alongside new Spotlight correspondent Austin Metz, will be bringing you the latest scores, stats, and stories from the Twin Valley League daily on TVLSpotlight.com. Tune in to the TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League Sports.
Enjoy a guy's night out this Friday at Sarge's Sports Bar in Marysville. Drink specials and live music from Jake Kaufkorn starting at 6 p.m. this Friday only at Sarge's in Marysville.